Coming up next, the wild and crazy Haas Outdoors.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm gonna return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
It is time for the Haas Outdoors, bringing you the news, how-to tips, where to travel, information on events, making fun of Yellowstone tourists, rambling on things don't make any sense, and just being a plain goofball. Here is your host, Charles Haas.
Good morning, Montana. Wakey, wakey, it's 10:30 a.m. here in Montana. Get up out of bed. Before you ranchers, it's another day in Moo Moo Land. We do have a snow report from the Showdown Ski Area from March the 6th, 2020. Overnight, 0 inches. 24 hours, 0 inches. Since Sunday, 5 inches. The base is 49 inches. The summit is 70 inches. And the YTD is 284 inches. That's a lot of snow. If you want additional information about Showdown Ski Area, I will give you my email address at the end of the show. Have you ever heard about Freddie and Clarence? Clarence is an orangutan who likes to go hunting and fishing and camping. Freddie is the owner of Clarence. One day, Freddie took Clarence fly fishing. Clarence had his own waders, little waders that the midgets wear. While Clarence and Freddie were standing out in the river wading, fishing, catching trout, a game warden came by and spotted them too. The game warden checked Freddie's license and looked at Clarence and didn't know if he should check his license or not, or even if he had one. Freddie looked at the game warden and said, "Oh, that's my pet orangutan, Clarence." Now, Clarence was catching a lot of trout. Every other cast, he was reeling in a rainbow, a brook, or a brown. The game warden was standing there really astonished and surprised how an orangutan could fish like that. He looked at Freddie and said, "Well, what are they biting on?" Big old smile on his face, Freddie said, "At the end of the line." I sure would have loved to have seen the game warden's face. Now, I know some of you have gone to a store and tried to purchase firearms. Now, this ridiculous form that they have has some of the most stupidest questions I've ever seen. I mean, this almost beats my ex-wife's stupid questions. Now, I'm sitting here looking over one of these firearm forms that you use to buy a gun. Now, number 20 through 25 has got to be the most decent questions they have there. Because I can understand why they ask those. Now, the rest of these questions here, what if someone put yes down on it? For instance, like number 28, are you a fugitive from justice? Now, what a person in their right mind will put down yes on that one. Number 29, are you under 21 years of age? Now, since these government anti-gun owners put the age limit to 21 for any kind of ammunition, why in the hell would they ask that for? Now, number 30 is for like some of the people here in Harlotin. Are you an unlawful user of or addicted to marijuana or any depressant, stimulant, narcotic drugs, or any other controlled substance? Yeah, man, I just want to buy me a 12-gauge shotgun so I can blow the smoke through the barrel to my friend's mouth. Number 31, have you ever been adjudicated as a mental defective or been committed to a mental institution?
The gun made me do it.
Number 36, have you ever renounced a United States citizenship? Now, what the hell does that mean? I mean, how do you do that? Number 37, are you an alien illegally or unlawful in the United States?
Yeah, I come from the planet Vulcan.
As you can see, some of these questions are a bunch of horse.
You're listening to Haas Outdoors on TreasureStateRadio.com.
Welcome back to Haas Outdoors. Oh no, it's my ex-wife. The first mistake.
I'll get even with you for moving to Montana, your little dog Spinner, too.
Have you ever had a relationship where the woman doesn't know anything about the outdoors or have any kind of clue what you're doing? I have been there and done that. The first month when I was married to my first mistake, I was wanting to go ice fishing. Now, in West Virginia, we don't get to ice fish very much because it's The water just doesn't get too thick enough to walk on it 98% of the time. I was sitting getting my gear together, and she said, "Babe, where you going?" And I said, "I'm going ice fishing." She said, "You can't go, it's too cold." And I said, "Well, this is the best time to go because the ice is really thawed. You don't have to worry about falling in." "Oh, well, can't you wait to go in June?" I said, "Well, maybe in Alaska, but not here." One time I made a mistake by taking her deer hunting. I was bow hunting in my home state of West Virginia. When I hunted deer in my home state of West Virginia, I stayed on the ground. I didn't use any tree stands or anything like that. I was using a grunt call and a buck started coming close to us. I wanted to get into a better shooting position, so I whispered to the wife, "I'll be right back." I got on the ground and started crawling. I got into my new shooting position. I put an arrow in the bow and pulled the bow back, getting ready to launch the arrow. Soon as the buck stepped out of the brush, all of a sudden my ex-wife jumped up and hollered, "Babe, what are you doing?" And I saw the antlers of the deer. It turned around and hightailed the other way. I mean, it was running like it was in the Olympics. That was probably the first time in my life I ever had a deer to laugh at me. Needless to say, that was the last time I ever took a deer hunting. If you're with an outdoor organization like to share some news, or want to brag about a hunting and fishing trip you was on, or just want to ramble on something about hunting and fishing, please email me at hawsoutdoors@treasurestateradio.com. That's all the time we have, folks. Thank you for listening in. This is Goofy Charles Hawes and Treasure State Radio saying so long and be safe out there. Listen out for Hawes Outdoors, Mondays at 10:30 a.m. on TreasureStateRadio.com.